The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live. It's time now to speak with St. Peter. We got him in his little glass booth. I can see him there behind the glass. No, you don't need to start talking yet. He still does not get this. He's not got the concept of the booth. He's in the booth. We can't hear him. We can't hear you. Shut up. Stop talking. Anyway, I'll turn his microphone on in a minute. God, I don't want to. I already don't want to do this bit. Well, we're in it now. We talked about it, so I guess we have no choice. Is there anyone who knows more about Valentine's Day than St. Peter? I don't think so. So who better to give you great Valentine's Day gift ideas than St. Peter? I don't know of anyone. The world's foremost expert on Valentine's Day gift giving is St. Peter. You know? Anyway, let me turn this on.
No, here. I was like, man, what the hell is going on with the...
St. Peter.
What?
It's time now, of course, for your Valentine's Day gift ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
I assume you have them there.
Got them right
so
here.
Let's hit it. What's the first one?
Well, you can get a bunch of butt plugs, and you arrange them like in a heart, like on the bed or whatever. It'd be like a heart of butt plugs, and then it'd be a good way to, you know, broach the subject of your with your lady for the anal.
Yeah.
The anal.
Yeah.
See if I get the anal. Anal.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess it would definitely broach the subject.
Yes, indeed.
All right. What else you got?
Okay, you can lace some chocolates with some Molly, and you're guaranteed to get laid. You know what I'm saying, son?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that may be illegal, but in fact, I'm pretty sure it's illegal.
Illegal, but.
But it would definitely guarantee sex. All right. Oh. Okay, I'll give you that one. What's next, Peter?
All right, you know those digital picture frames that have like the rotation of the pictures or whatever? We'll get like a bunch of dick pics and put it in there, and it'll be like a slideshow of dick pics for your significant other.
Yeah, that's classy.
It is.
It's classy stuff.
It's very classy.
Rotating dick pics.
Dicks.
All right.
That's right.
Okay, keep going. Keep going, Peter.
How about you can get him a bag of weed?
Oh.
Just get him a bag of weed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's probably the best one so far.
Okay.
Very straightforward, very simple.
Yes.
Yeah. Your significant other will love it.
Yeah, indeed.
All right. What else you got, Peter?
We got one more. It's you give him a fake lottery ticket. Like one of they think they won the lottery. I'm going to start Valentine's Day pranks. Start Valentine's Day pranks tradition.
I don't know how well that would go over.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean?
I mean, you're getting them a lottery ticket. They won't be happy about that in the first place. And then...
Yeah.
And then they see that it's a winner.
Right.
And then they're very, very happy.
Yeah.
And then they find out that it was a prank, and they didn't win a whole bunch of money.
Okay.
That's two times you've really pissed them off. Not only did you get them a lottery ticket, but you made them think it was a winner, and then it wasn't a winner. That's really a...
Okay.
That's really a kind of a... That's a douchebag thing to do.
Yeah, wait, I don't see it, but you did a lot of talking there, Jesus. A lot of stuff was going on.
Okay,
and,
whatever. Is that it?
Yeah, that's all of them. That's all of them.
All right, thank you, Peter.
So you were doing a lot of talking there, Jesus.
I hope you were keeping track, everybody out there listening at home or on the go, wherever you're listening to the Stoner Jesus Show. Gift ideas. You can't say you don't have any gift ideas. There was like five of them. There's five of them right there. How many of them are good? You be the judge of that. But, you know, there's something. At least a bag of weed. You can always fall back on a bag of weed. That's right. What are they going to say? You should have me something better? See, what's better than weed, yo? Nothing. That's right. That's the answer to that question. Stoner Jesus Show Live. Oh. I turned off your microphone a long time ago, dude. He's down there talking. Your microphone is off. Now he seems mad. What do you want from me? This is my show. It's not your show. He's waving his arms at me. Oh, God. It's going to be another another dramatic outburst, I have a feeling. So let's go to break. Stoner Jesus Show Live. More music, comedy, all that crap coming up.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here at Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Ah, fuck yeah. Words are my shit. This is the Stoner Jesus Show. I'm your host, Stoner Jesus. Welcome to everyone listening to the audio free version of the show on stonerjesus.net, cannabisradio.com, Stitcher, iTunes, various platforms that we are on. If you want to watch the video version of the show, hello to all you people. Video version of the show, patreon.com/stonerjesus, 420, like $5 a month to support the show. Get all the chapter and verse versions of the show. This, of course, being chapter 1, verse 27. We're recording it live on January 28th, 2018. You want to hit us up on Twitter? It's at StonerJesus420. Instagram is at StonerJesusPix. That's right, P-I-X. I was late to Instagram. Don't judge me. I was very late. I was extremely late to Instagram. That's why my name is StonerJesusPix. P-I-X. On Facebook, Facebook.com/StonerJesus420. You can also search our group. Also search Facebook for our group for hardcore fans of the show. Search on Facebook, Disciples of Stoner Jesus on the Facebook. Check us out. Join us in that group. You want to email the show, StonerJesus420@gmail.com. You want this hat I'm wearing? It's awesome. MakeCannabisGreatAgain.com. Make sure you check out the Marijuana Times show. See them? Banner behind me, the flag behind me. I do that show 5 days a week on YouTube and Facebook. Check it out. Search the Marijuana Times on YouTube and Facebook. If you want the audio version of that show, you can search Apple Podcasts, iTunes, whatever you call it now. Search the Marijuana Times on there. Rate, comment. Same for this show. If you're on I have iTunes, rate and comment. Helps our rankings or lack thereof at this point. Anyway, I don't think I've ever broken an iTunes ranking. What the fuck? Well, we used to have a rather robust following a long time ago on iTunes, and then when iTunes told me that no, we don't like your show. Fuck you. Get off iTunes. And then when I got on CannabisRadio.com, I was back on iTunes, but I was doing much better on iHeartRadio. So I don't know. I really don't keep track. Not all that much. Cannabis Radio sends me stats. I put them up on my site, and I'm done with it. Jesus things to do. Important Jesus stuff is going on. So check out the Marijuana Times show. Just search the Marijuana Times show on Google. You'll probably find it there too. I haven't tried it, but I'm sure it works. Shit. What's that going on? Oh, live shows coming back. Most important news of the show. I told you this a little bit in the last show, verse 26, podcast we did a few days ago. I've been testing. I tested Facebook and I tested Twitter/Periscope. With this broadcasting software, this video software that I'm using, and it works great. You know, there's no glitches, there's no problems, there's no lag, there's no nothing. vMix is the software I use. If you're looking for video software, I would highly recommend vMix. It's got a lot of great transitions, graphics. If you get the video version of the show, you see my dope transitions and graphic work while I'm doing the show. I'm also directing the show. It's an amazing feat to behold. So it's worth the $5 a month just to see me at my job, just to see a master at work. At least that's what I like to think. That's at least what I'm telling you. You may get it, and you may look at it and see, what the fuck's this guy talking about? This looks dumb. Why do I want to look at this asshole while he's talking? That's what I always thought. I said a million times I would never do a video show, because who wants to look at some asshole talking? But now here we are, I'm the asshole talking. Never say never. That's a lesson for you kids out there. You say you're never going to do a video show? Well, you have to in this day and age.
The Marijuana Time Show also eventually become a live streaming show as well. You can interact with more people with, you know, comments, and we'll get call-ins going and just all kinds of shit. So go check it out, the Marijuana Time Show. And check us out on video, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. And get this hat, makecannabisgreatagain.com. Support our sponsors also as well at stonerjesus.net. Click their banners. Check out their products. A lot of great people. You'll hear their commercials throughout the show, as well as promos for other great shows on cannabisradio.com. There's a ton of them now. I couldn't even hope to list them all. It would take forever to list all of the amazing podcasts on cannabisradio.com. So just go listen and watch them. Well, you would listen, and you can watch as you scroll through them who there is. Tons of great people. So go check that shit out. Damn. Have I told you to check everything out yet? Speaking of a long list, I got a long list of things that you should check out. And I just gave you. Today's show, we're going to have some odd news a little bit later. We're talking about the XFL here in a minute. Also, I have a Twitter poll up on Twitter about the show Disjointed. We'll talk about that as well. It'll be fun, fun-filled, fun-packed. It's going to be fun-packed. So hard. It's going to be so full of fun. It's going to be fun-packed. But we are going to return to live shows eventually. The Marijuana Time Show will probably go live on YouTube and Facebook. But I'm not going to worry about YouTube for this show. I have 230 subscribers on YouTube. Nobody's going to watch there. It doesn't matter. Now, Periscope, Facebook, Twitter combination is 167,000 followers. So that's what I'm going to do. Two simultaneous streams. The first hour will be live and free for everybody. The second hour, I'll continue to record. After I stop the stream, I'll record a second hour. That'll go with the first hour, and all the full shows will be available for Patreon subscribers. They'll be able to get the full two-hour show every week. Probably going to be doing live Sunday nights, 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Eastern, somewhere in there. That's what I'm going to aim for with the podcast posted and all that shit. But Patreon subscribers get the full two-hour show on video, and the first hour will be streamed live for free to Twitter, Periscope, and Facebook. I said Twitter, @StonerJesus420 on Twitter and on Periscope. Facebook.com/StonerJesus420. Just search Stoner Jesus. Well, sometimes I'm not in the Twitter search. For years, I wasn't in the Twitter search at all. You can search StonerJesus420 in the Twitter search for many years, and nothing would come up. It was like I didn't exist. How I got 150,000 followers, I have no fucking idea. Wit? Probably not. Memes? Maybe. That's some of it. Dope podcasting skills? 100%, yo. There's no doubt. So anyway, so we're going to talk about the XFL. The XFL is back. If you don't remember the XFL, it was like, I don't know, what, 17 years ago now? 16, 17 years ago? The XFL was a thing for like a season. It didn't go well. It didn't get good ratings on NBC. It went away. But we live in a different time now. Because if you're watching the video version of the show, you're about to see Vince McMahon. I haven't watched wrestling on a regular basis since back around the XFL days when, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, people like that were dominant in the WWE. Vince McMahon has aged a lot, which I guess he would. It was 16, 17 years ago. He would obviously age. He's looking fucking old. That's my point. Anyway, here's Vince McMahon introducing the new XFL.
The new XFL will kick off in 2020. Quite frankly, we're going to give the game of football back to fans.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone has a lot of questions for me.
I smoke a lot.
I also have a lot of questions for you. In fact, we're going to ask a lot of questions and listen to players, coaches. We're going to listen to medical experts, technology executives, members of the media, and anyone else who understands and loves the game of football.
That's right.
But most importantly, we're going to be listening the fans. So I would ask that, the question of what would you do if you could reimagine the game of professional football?
If I could interject here, my two cents for the XFL, cheerleaders not wearing tops. Doing everything cheerleaders do, but not wearing tops. I know that's not family friendly. I know what he's going for is this family friendly type of thing. But he said, hey, we're going to listen to fans and we want your ideas. So there's my idea. Vince McMahon, naked titty cheerleaders. Let's continue.
Would you, for instance, eliminate?
You want naked titty cheerleaders? Yeah.
At halftime, would you have fewer commercial breaks? Would the game of football be faster? Would the rules be simpler? The new XFL will be fan-centric with all the things you like to see and less of the things you don't.
Naked titties.
No doubt, a lot of innovations along the way. We will present a shorter, faster-paced, family-friendly, and easier-to-understand...
See, there it is, family-friendly. I think it's going to shoot down my naked titty cheerleaders idea.
Game. Don't get me wrong, it's...
Can't have naked titty cheerleaders. We can't have that in the XFL. It's family-friendly. We got to keep those titties covered up.
Professional football reimagined. Since we're launching at 2020, we have 2 years, which is plenty of time to really get it right.
Yeah.
We intend to start conservatively with 8 teams, 40-man rosters, a 10-game regular season, and postseason featuring 2 semifinals, and, of course, a championship game.
Of course.
Now, what about the players? As you know, there is a...
Are you not entertained?
...wealth of talented players that we can draw from, but in the XFL, the quality of the human being is going to be as important as the quality of the player. Our approach to presenting games will be multi-platform, which will allow us to engage fans and customize the viewing experience in ways that were never imaginable just a few years ago. You'll be able to watch the XFL on big screens, mobile devices, and everything in between. Thank you again for joining us. We appreciate your interest. And
thank
you.
If
you have any ideas, please send them along our way because we are listening. The new XFL will be...
I just did.
It'll be a game that's reimagined. Reimagine the game of professional football.
So there you go. The XFL returns to your screens or whatever. A lot of people have been making fun of this because obviously the first time around the XFL did poorly. Did not go well at all. Like I said, they had about a season. If I remember right, because I watched some of the games. They had big ratings the first week on NBC, and then shit plummeted from there. Like, the second week, it was down 50%, and then by the end of the year, it was just negligible ratings. And people are saying that the same thing's going to happen now. It's gonna suck. It's not going to catch hold. Here's the thing. Here's some of the reasons why I think it has a better chance of not failing. Like he just said, we are in a different time. Multiple platforms. Back when the XFL was first around, it died because it didn't get the ratings on NBC. Now... Because of the internet, social media, all the different viewing options, Netflix, Hulu, all that shit, the audiences for watching things is fragmented much more, just exponentially more fragmented. So the level of success, the standard of success that the XFL is going to have to reach is much lower than it was. They had to get ratings on NBC. They had to get people on their fucking asses in front of the TV during the games watching NBC. Now they'll be on Facebook and the app, they have an app, and the fucking probably people on the WWE network will get it, and just all kinds of shit. So they'll need less people to watch than they need to get back then. Back then, they needed to get like 10, 15 million people watching games. Now, they get 2 million people watching the games. That's a success. That's one of the reasons I think it has a better chance than it did back the first time around. The second reason it's going to have a better chance is because the NFL is... been hit hard. Last 2 years, the NFL ratings have plummeted. A lot of that has to do with what I just said, the fragmentation of the viewing habits of people in the United States. Excuse me. But it also has something to do with the politics that have been injected into the NFL, the kneeling, Colin Kaepernick, the political talk, shit like that. Plus, a lot of rule changes have happened in the NFL that people don't like. So there's going to be more people open to the idea of watching something that's not the NFL. And I know what you're saying. Hey, there's arena football. Well, you know. But the arena football is still around is the fucking point. Arena football has lasted for many years. I think the XFL will last. I think they'll give it more of a chance this time. Vince McMahon will and those who follow him. And they'll give it more time to develop. And I think it will. There'll be a certain segment of this, the population. Like I said, whether it's 1 or 2 million people, whatever. That's all they need to, make it a profitable business, a successful business, and make a go of it. So that remains to be seen. We'll see what happens with the XFL. I'll check out the games. What the fuck? I've been following the Bengals for 30 years. piss poor football is not a problem for me. In fact, it's the norm. It's what I expect. I expect horrible performances by football players. It really is. I live in the Cincinnati area, and following the Bengals for 30 years, it's fucking brutal. It's fucking brutal. Guess what? Marvin Lewis is still the coach of the Bengals. Fucking inexplicable. I know a lot of you don't know anything about the NFL, but those of you who do know exactly what I'm talking about, the fact that Marvin Lewis is still the motherfucking coach of the Cincinnati Bengals is inexplicable. He has to have naked pictures or a sex tape or something of Bengals owner Mike Brown to continue in his role as coach. He's barely over 500 in like 16 years. He's never won a fucking playoff game. 0-7. How are you still the coach? How they haven't moved on? I don't know. Like I said, inexplicable. That's your big word for the day. Inexplicable. What the fuck is going on? Anyway, we got some odd news coming up. Stories about, New Orleans' sewers. The sewers of New Orleans are apparently filled with Mardi Gras beads. That's kind of funny. The guy who used to be in the Barney suit, what he's doing, what he does, that's kind of funny. A word that a bar banned. I'm not allowed to say that word in the bar anymore. And also some instant karma for some bitch trying to steal packages off of somebody's front stoop. You see those videos all the time on Facebook. These fucking degenerate pieces of shit that'll go up on someone's porch on their fucking property and take their package, their Amazon package or something from FedEx or whatever. Fucking pieces of garbage. What kind of piece of shit motherfucker you got to be to walk on somebody's porch and take their shit? Goddamn, you're not even putting any effort into it. At least someone who breaks in their house has to actually break in their house and risk that they have a fucking gun in there or something. These dipshits are run up on porches. Of course, it's a practice that with all, more and more people are having cameras and shit on their front porches, it's a practice that's going to go away pretty quick. I'd be waiting by the door. I'd leave a package out there, bait package. There's a reality show. Bait package. Leave a big fucking Amazon box out in front of your stoop, in front of your door, on your porch, and just wait with a shotgun inside. When some motherfucker comes up to steal it, you pop open the door and blow a fucking hole in their chest. Oh, God, I gotta write this shit down. That's the greatest reality show idea ever. Bait package. Blow a hole in your fucking chest. Coming up on my porch, you degenerate piece of shit. The fuck is wrong with people? Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 27. We return to live streaming soon. Make sure you get the video version of the show. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. We've got some odd news coming up. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20. And free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word, StonerJesus, to get 10% off your first order at NextBardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations,
tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Equio, New Frontier's cutting-edge big data platform, puts the information and answers you need right at your fingertips in real time to help you more effectively run your cannabis business. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. Again, that's www.equio.io. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
Get ready to hear something good about cannabis.
I give you Jasmine Huff.
Tell us a little bit about Jasmine. Give us the good news about how you've gotten to where you are today.
Like all good children, I rejected my parents' values and ran off to become a capitalist in New York City and did a lot of work with an organization called Women 2.0. Looking at the cannabis industry, I said, you know what? Here we have a brand new industry. It's going to be a $1 billion industry. And the rules of who leads this industry and who funds this industry haven't been written yet.
Good news, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
My shit, yo. Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 27. Find the free version of the show, the audio version, on stonerjesus.net and cannabisradio.com and many other platforms. And, of course, find the video version of the show. Patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Thanks, everybody, for checking us out. The dope shit we got going on. Get that video version of the show. Patreon.com/stonerjesus420. It's very important. It's great, amazing shit going on. You don't want to miss. Like when we do these stories coming up, I'll show you the stories. I can play videos for you like I did the XFL video. We'll watch this video, this bitch in a minute who's stealing packages off somebody's porch and what happened to her. Don't think I forgot. I did write it down, too. Bait package. New reality show. This is it. This is my path to fame and fortune. To superstardom. Everyone will know the name Stoner Jesus. Because they'll be like, hey, isn't that guy who created the sensation, the media sensation bait package? Yes, that was me. January 28, 2018. Mark the date. And if someone else already came up with that idea, and I find it online, fuck you. You're ruining my life. You've ruined my life. How dare you? I've had two good ideas in like 20 fucking years, and that's one of them. Don't steal it. It's mine. I'm going to cut that clip out and put it all over Twitter. I'm going to fucking producers and fucking television studios banging down the door of the Stoner Jesus studio complex. Want a piece of bait package. Fuck yeah. We got a Stoner Jesus Twitter poll about Disjointed, the TV show, the Netflix TV show Disjointed, coming up as well. But now it is time for odd news. This first story is from Huffington Post. 46 tons of beads found in New Orleans drains. So in the sewer drains in New Orleans, according to New Orleans city officials, they said more than 46 tons or 93,000 pounds of carnival beads were among the 7.2 million pounds of trash pulled from clogged catch basins along a five-block stretch of downtown parade route. According to the Times-Picayune, is that how you pronounce that? Newspaper, the Times-Picayune, is that the thing? I like saying that, though. The Times-Picayune. Once you hear a number like that, there's no going back, Danny Galloway, interim director of the city's Department of Public Works, said during a new news conference on Thursday. So we've got to do better. Yeah, how about just clean out your drains every once in a while? Now, the bead thing, I don't know. I don't know how you fix that. Maybe you make the beads dissolvable in water, but then if it's raining one year during Mardi Gras, it's like melting all over people. But you can't take away the beads. How is she going to get the titties? You got to have the beads to get the titties. And what is Mardi Gras without titties? Don't say to me, hey, Stoner Jesus, we're just going to stop having people flash, have women having flash their titties, or transgender men, flash their titties during Mardi Gras. Of course you are. That's like when Playboy said they're not going to have nudity. That was dumb. That was dumb. And they went back on it because it was dumb. Why would you not have nudity in Playboy? Why would you just want to read the articles? How is that going to increase readership? See, and guess what? There's no more titties in this magazine. How is that going to help Mardi Gras to say, hey, no more titties in Mardi Gras? Fuck that. That's bullshit. Maybe the dissolvable beads thing will work. I don't know. Maybe. Like bath bomb beads. So they go in the sewer. They just all bubble up and there's foam spilling out of the sewers. Sewer foam? Oh, that titties plus sewer foam. Well, that equals a fucking dope Mardi Gras, son. You have no idea. Foam. Titties and foam. Titties and sewer foam. Wow, this show is going to go down as the one where I had the most great ideas in a single episode. Fuck. Fucking bait package, sewer foam titties, and Mardi Gras. Shit's going well. Shit's going well in this show. That's right. This next story is also from Huffington Post. The actor who played Barney the Dinosaur is now a tantric sex healer. That's right. I think there's a video with this. Oh, this is one of those dumb videos. It has the music and the writing. I love those videos. No narration whatsoever, just music and writing. So you can read in video form. Barney the Dinosaur Family sings I Love You, You Love Me in the theme song of the PBS children's show Barney and Friends, which you may remember. The actor who played the purple character from the early 90s to the early 2000s isn't loving the way he was portrayed in an article about his latest occupation, tantric massage therapist. David Joyner charges female clients $350 for 3 to 4 hours of ritual bath, chakra balancing, and massage that can lead to, quote, mind-blowing orgasms. I'm trying to play it again. Stop playing the video. Apparently, the article was an anti-climax for Joyner. Huh? Get it? Puns. I truly wish more people would try to see the spiritual side of Tantra and not think it's all about sex, he complained on Facebook. Some people here in the West can be so sad. And there's his, in the video version of the show, you see his Facebook post there where he complained. Oh, God. What? Poor guy. Poor guy. He has to bang women for 3 to 4 hours and rub them and get paid $350 for it. But he's mad about the way it's portrayed. He's giving women orgasms, and they're paying him for that. And he's complaining about how he's portrayed. What a poor guy. What a rough life he has. Shit. There's Barney. Now, apparently it says later in the story that he used to use it to help with going around in the suit. Where's that at? It's got to be up here. Yeah, the 54-year-old joiner, who has had his practice since 2004, said he used his tantra training to maintain his energy in the 70-pound Barney costume during long days of shooting. And apparently another character's voice. Now, the character's voice was another actor, so he was just jumping around in the suit all day. 70 pounds. 70-pound suit. You believe that shit? I mean, you know, you put a pack on your back of like 45 pounds and walk for a while, you're going to be fucking tired. Oh, this dude, then he had to hug people. He had to do all kinds of shit in his 70-pound suit. So that was pretty rough. Well, I'm sure he got paid well. But his life right now is not rough. You're fine, dude. You'll be all right. People think it's all about sex. Oh, that's horrible. It's a horrible thing to have happen. Maybe it'll get you more business. That would be even more horrible, wouldn't it? If you made more money doing this job, where you get to give women orgasms and they pay you. Because you're a tough fucking life. Jack off. I hate you now. I hate the Barney Dinosaur guy now. Fuck him. Damn it. This next story is from National Public Radio. This means you should have some audio on this shit. Let me try to turn it up here. Why this East Village bar has a ban on the word literally.
Okay, bear with us here for a minute. A linguist walks into a bar. He goes up to the bartender and he says, "Would you literally throw me out of this bar for using the word literally?"
Well, if the bartender is Trigger Smith, the owner of the Continental in Manhattan's East Village, he could say, "Look, I literally warned you," because he literally has posted that warning on the front door of the bar this week.
This story is already incredibly, literally annoying.
This week. It reads, in part,
quote, "Sorry, but if you say the word literally inside Continental, you have 5 minutes to finish your drink and then you must leave."
I had a dream and it felt like a higher power was speaking to me.
I had a dream that one day men and women of all colors would come into my bar and not say the fucking word literally.
Higher power was speaking to me, saying that it is your task to put an end to the overusage of this word.
Trigger Smith, he says he is just sick and tired of hearing it everywhere, every day, hyperbolically speaking, and he thinks he knows why it's everywhere.
Lots of
literally every fucking day, literally everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Lots of words and expressions have caught on, but there's something about this word literally that I think it feels good to say, like a mantra.
Well, Smith is the one getting kicked out soon. The building has been sold. They're knocking it down. It's going to be replaced by an office building. In the meantime, Smith will continue to serve drinks and fight the overuse of the...
He's literally being kicked out of his bar. Now, look, obviously a private business, I feel, you know, have a reason. They can do whatever the fuck they want and, you know, let the chips fall where they may as far as, you know, their business goes. If it hurts their business, too fucking bad. But this guy also seems kind of like a whiner. With his "I have a dream" speech. Oh, you can't say literally in my bar. If they're paying $8 for drinks, what the fuck do you care? I'll take your bar. And you can come in and every word you say can be literally as long as you pay for your fucking drinks. That's fine. I will literally let you say literally, literally every fucking word. Whiny dude. Shut up. Can't say literally in my bar. I mean, he got him some press, but he's getting kicked out anyway, so what the fuck's the point? Who cares? This last story, odd news. So we'll do the talk about the disjointed Stoner Jesus Twitter poll after the break. I was talking earlier when I had the brilliant idea for the reality TV show Bait Package coming soon to a device near you, whatever. about people going up, the degenerate motherfuckers who go up on someone's porch and steal their package. If you're watching the video version of the show, check this out. You may have seen this already. This person comes up on someone's porch, steals their package, and then it gets some instant motherfucking karma right up in their grill, or their leg, in this case. Tracy there. Let me take down the Stern Jesus logo so you get the full look. If you have the video version of the show, you can watch this video with us. They pull up. It's a security camera on someone's driveway. For those of you who can't see it. They pull up in their car. There's a guy driving. The woman gets out. She comes up, runs her fat, degenerate ass across the lawn, runs up on the porch, steals this person's property, their package. She runs back out onto the grass here any second and whoops, slides and breaks her leg. That's right. And she can't get up. She's fallen and she can't get up. The fucking crippled motherfucker who's wobbling out of the car to come save her. I guess that's a guy. I really can't tell. Looks like it. Well, maybe not. No, I can't be sure. I know the bitch who broke her leg is a woman. She can't stand up. Oh, that's a shame. She comes out, slides on the lawn, and breaks her fucking leg, trying to run away from the porch of the package. The driver picks her up and carries her to the car, and they have to leave the package behind. Oh, that's a shame. You fucking piece of shit. Oh, no, he's coming back for the package. He put this bitch and her broken leg in the car and comes back for the package. You fucking degenerate assholes. Right? If the driver right then would have slipped and broke his leg or her leg, that would have been great. So they still got the packages. Jesus Christ. You fucking kidding me. You gotta be fucking kidding me. And I guess they drive off into the sunset. Well, that bitch did break her leg. And of course, they're on video, so they'd be found anyway. I'm sure they can zoom in that video and get the fucking license plate. Car's been sitting there for 2 minutes. And they pull away. Aw, good for them. They got someone's Amazon package. I'm telling you, man, bait package. Bait package is going to be the shit. Fucking put the box out there. You get the cameras on. You wait inside the door for them to come up and steal the package. Then you rip open the door with your fucking point your shotgun at them and blow a big, massive, gaping hole right in their fucking chest. Pieces of shit. God, fucking people. It's the Stern Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 27. We'll be back after the break to check out the Stern Jesus Twitter poll about the Netflix show Disjointed and talk a little bit about that. That'll be awesome. And like I said, be on the lookout for bait package. Shit's going down. You have no idea. I'm so motivated to do this. I'm motivated as fuck for bait package. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be my way out of this shithole. Stern Jesus Show. We'll be back. The little talk about Disjointed and the Stern Jesus Twitter poll, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R-420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on StonerJesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10. For 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore, no minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase. Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody, to the Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 27. Check us out on stonerjesus.net, past episodes and whatnot. For the video version of the show, make sure you check out patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Only $5 a month, help out the show. Get all the chapter and verse versions of the show on video, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. You dick nuggets, before we get up out of here, for this episode, I did do a Stoner Jesus Twitter poll. As I'm recording this right now, there's still 18 hours left on the poll. And well over 3,000 people saw the poll. Only 52 people voted. It's about the Netflix show Disjointed. I did a review a little while back about the first 10 episodes of Disjointed. And I've seen 2 episodes, I believe, of the second 10 that came out. And there was a lot of controversy around the show and the cannabis community for the first 10 episodes, and it's returned with the release on Netflix of the second 10 episodes. So I put up a poll asking people what they think about the show Disjointed. I really didn't get any comments, but the options were, it's funny and insightful, there's too many stereotypes, or it's not funny and people hate it, or other, and you can leave a comment, which no one did, although 6% did say other, but didn't leave a comment because they don't have to follow fucking directions. So anyway, I've given my thoughts before, and they continue to be the same. I mean, there's jokes that fall flat, there's jokes that are good. I think the jokes so far in the first 2 episodes, the second part, are more consistent. The quality of them are more consistent than it was in the first 10. It also goes deep into, especially with the character who has PTSD, goes deep into the reasoning behind medical marijuana now, the complaint I see a lot of people have. There's a new complaint, which I really can't comment too much on because I haven't got to these episodes yet about the Steve D'Angelo type character. But anyway, if you've got the video version of the show, you can see the Twitter poll there. What are your thoughts on the Netflix show Disjointed now? 54%. I must, full disclosure, this poll was retweeted by, although it was like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was early, well, maybe late for the West Coast, by one of the executive producers of Disjointed. So that was pretty cool. But it may have skewed the results a little bit. But it's subjective. In any case, anyway, 54% said it is funny and insightful. 19% says too many stereotypes. 21% said not funny and hate it. And the aforementioned 6% said other. So the 19% said too many stereotypes. This is the complaint I saw early on. Some people just don't think it's funny. Not everybody thinks is going to think something's funny. I mean, it's just the way it is. You know, even when it comes to like stoner-themed things. And maybe if it's stoner theme, maybe they have higher expectations. They're thinking Cheech and Chong. They're thinking Half-Baked. You know, movies like that, which, you know, you really should compare this show to. Other than the case that when people complain about stereotypes, they have to realize that the Cheech and Chong movies and Half-Baked and all the great stoner movies have had stoner stereotypes in it. We have to realize as a community that there is a reason the stoner stereotypes exist, because a lot of them are true. You do get the munchies. You do laugh a lot. You know, maybe you think things that aren't so funny are funnier than they actually are. All these things are true. They're all stereotypes for a reason. Now, there's obviously a lot more stereotypes in the show than that, but I expected this number to be higher, this 19%. I expected more people to say, I don't like all the stoner stereotypes. But I think a lot of people feel like me. That's just, it's part of the world. Some of it's funny, some of it's not, but you can't be all fucking defensive about, oh, well, you know, that's not what stoners are like. Yeah, a lot of them are. You know, Nicole Sullivan's character, the blonde, white blonde chick, who's a customer, you know, she gets fucking baked. She gets baked out of her mind. And that represents a portion of the cannabis community, people who just fucking get super baked on edibles or whatever and just sit there and veg out, which they're allowed to do because they're fucking adult human beings who aren't harming or infringing on the rights of anyone else. So if they want to eat a brownie and veg out and watch TV for 6 fucking hours, so be it. As long as they're not infringing on the rights of anyone else, as long as they are productive in some way and aren't fucking mooching off of somebody in order to sit there in front of the TV for 6 hours, that's not cool. But if they're not harming anyone else or taking from anyone else, you can do whatever the fuck they want. Maybe they inherited a bunch of money and they just want to sit there all weekend and watch something. Well, that's what people do. Some people veg out. Some people get hyper. Some people get talkative. Some people get quiet. All of this stuff happens. And some things have become stereotypes. Every community has their stereotypes. It's not a big deal. It's just not a big deal. You can calm down. Now, the second thing people have had a problem with is apparently there's a character who's coming up in the episodes I haven't seen yet named Angelo DeStevenson or Angelo DeSteves or something like that. It's Steve D'Angelo from Harborside Health Center, the guy with the little twin braided ponytails and the weird hat. It's clearly meant to be him. I mean, the name, the appearance, all that. It's a fictional character, but it's obviously based on Steven D'Angelo. And apparently the guy who plays this character is, or the character itself, not the guy. The character, I guess, is kind of a prick. That's what I've read online. I haven't seen it yet. I'll talk more about it after I see the episodes on a future podcast. But apparently the guy's kind of a prick, and the guy doesn't come across well. And people think that's a barb aimed at Steve D'Angelo. I don't know. I mean, I've heard great things about Steve D'Angelo. I've heard people badmouth him, too. That goes for everybody that's in the cannabis community. Everybody that's at that level, and Steve D'Angelo makes millions of dollars off medical marijuana out in Harborside. Well, it's a nonprofit, so he makes whatever his salary is, but Harborside is fucking huge and sells a lot of product, and that pisses a lot of people off. They think the price is too high, blah, blah, blah. So everybody in the cannabis community has marks against him, and Steve D'Angelo is no different. But I'll check out the future episodes now. I'll see my thoughts on the controversy with Disjointed. But go check it out. Decide for yourself. Disjointed on Netflix. I'm gonna try to get some of the cast members on the show, on my show, soon. Dr. Dina, our old friend Dr. Dina from CannabisRadio.com, and she's the basis for The Woman in Weeds. And, you know, she's a big retail now shop owner, medical marijuana dispensary owner out in Hollywood. She's a cannabis consultant on the show. She's been on this show before. We did an interview with her a few years ago. I'm trying to get her back on the show, talk about that, talk about the show Disjointed, talk about, you know, what's going on with the recreational legalization in California and how that's affecting things. So hopefully she'll be on the show soon, and then sometime in the future we can get some cast members on here as well. That's going to do it for the show today. Thanks, everybody, for listening. You are awesome. We'll be back. You know, we're going to live soon. When, I don't know, but stay tuned to social media, Twitter, Facebook, all that. I'll let you know when we're going live. It's going to be a fucking awesome thing. Thanks, everybody, for checking us out. Check out the video version of the show, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Of course, check us out on the social media, all that. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Keep spreading the word about StonerJesus.net. And as always, peace, bitches.